The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here to go through some of the, I guess, what one might consider more morbid. This is how I call the program Good Day, but I'm not chuckling because of the events, but because of what is developing around the world. I guess I try to go back in my mind, Kenny, to 10 years ago. I've been doing this program, the Good Day program. This is my next month start of the 27th year of this program being on the air. And then I think back to the earlier part of my career, which now spans about 50 years on the air. And I'm trying to come up with a time, a scenario, and maybe not even on the air, just in my life, when it was more difficult to find things around that are fun and good to talk about. You can find them. It depends on where your head is. But I can't do justice to what my credo is here to discuss the news. I know that we say we're serious about the news and not much else. But when you look around and understand what's going on, and even when it's an event that focuses on one person, one human being, it gives us all, it shatters whatever that zone around us is. It shatters our feeling of safety. It shatters our feeling of what's right, moral, and just. I'm talking about the death of Stephen Sutloff, apparently executed by somebody else in the Islamic State, the ISIS group, that continues to conquer wide swaths of territory across Syria and Iraq. We know what happened to James Foley a couple of weeks ago, so the same thing happened to this guy. So what do we do about it? 888-302-3684. What do you do about it, if anything? What does this country do about it, if anything? What does the world do about it, if anything? And it isn't just the death of this one human being. Bad enough, President says, prayers of the American people are with the family of Stephen Sutloff. Calls the killing a horrific act of violence. All words, and whether they have any meaning to them or not, remains to be seen. What do you say? Is it words or is it deeds? Is it action? Kenny, following Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, what sort of reaction coming from people that are listening to this program, people who would see this, hear this, read about this, and wonder about this? How would we have saved his life? Is there a way that we could have saved his life?
Oh, I doubt it. And with the same thing with Foley, there is already whispers that this may have happened a while back. This may not have just happened.
Just happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was looking at an image of an undated video which shows Sutloff being pushed around by the men in black, as it were. So the speculation is that maybe he's been dead for a while.
Could be. Hmm. The truth is we don't know. We may never really know.
Yep. All right, so how are people reacting to this from our perspective, from our camp?
Samantha says, the news media needs to stop using images of the ISIS murders. You're giving them priceless publicity and a platform to continue with their heinous acts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the news media will tell you that's their job to report, and I suppose it is. And so your job, should you decide to take advantage of the freedom that you have, is to ignore that stuff. I wish I could ignore it, but because I'm talking about the issues of the day here. Got to talk about this. I don't want to. You think I want to talk about this? I don't want to talk about this at all. What else have you got for comments?
Mary says, ISIS needs to be exterminated quickly and without mercy.
Mm-hmm. And so, they need to be, but that means they can be. Hmm?
Yeah, but how do you do that?
You declare all-out war on them, and you go and destroy them. But do we have... We do have the means. Do we have the will to do it? What would happen if America just decided, all right, this is enough. We're going in. We're going to do whatever we can, whatever we have to, send 400,000 troops in, send all the missiles that we have, send everybody everywhere that we can find, and kill them all. Are we capable of doing that? Yeah, I think we are. Do we have the will to do it? And what about our so-called allies, our friends? Do they have the will to do it? Because along with these people go the lives of lots of innocents, but you turn it around and these people are killing a lot of innocents anyway, so it's going to be one of the casualties of war. But can you let these people continue to do what they're doing without stopping it? Look at what happened in World War I, World War II. Not that this is going to lead to a world war, because pretty much everybody around the world understands what these people are and wants to get rid of them. Most of them. Well, the arms dealers don't. I'm sure there are certain people that may be in positions of power who don't want to get rid of them. But most everybody understands. Yeah, you can have the conflicts between the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Russians and the Europeans and the Russians and the Americans. And that stuff just sort of plots along. It's annoying. It's nasty. But it isn't the same kind of thing as dealing with these beings. It isn't. All right, what else, Kenny?
One more. Dwayne says, either Obama declares war on ISIS or America declares war on Obama. Either way, Obama will find himself in another war.
Well, that may or may not be. He doesn't know how to lead in a war, and so he doesn't know how to lead, period. He says the Americans will not be intimidated by these violent videos and the beheading of Americans. He vows justice will be served. What does that mean? How? He's over in Eastern Europe at a news conference while traveling in Estonia. Americans will not forget, and our country's reach is long. Yeah, okay. So what? I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just say, so what? In a moment, a BBC news report sort of summarizing the Saadlah beheading. The Doug Stephan Good Day program at 15 past the hour.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
It's got big pens for $1, so cool. Compass for 50 cents, way, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a compass for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store at staples.com for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Oh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer can be Boston Adams. Responsibly.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder because your engine may look the same outside. It's not the same inside. That's why there's Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, sludge. So if you're smart, you'll fortify your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil and make sure the only hill your car goes over is the one on the road. That's a pretty good reminder, for sure, for sure, for sure. Doug's good day. It's 18 after the hour. So here is the BBC news report as the first information came out on Mr. Sotloff's fate.
There have been over 100 U.S. airstrikes on Islamic State fighters in northern Iraq, largely halting their rapid advance. Britain has not joined in, only dropping humanitarian aid to refugees instead. But tonight, for the first time, Islamic State threatened in its video to murder a British hostage it's been holding. Two things are significant about this latest video from IS. It's clear that the recent US airstrikes that have driven back their fighters from the Mosul Dam and from overrunning Kurdish villages are hurting Islamic State. They can't fight those airstrikes militarily, so this is their way of hitting back. It's called asymmetric warfare. Then secondly, by threatening the life of a British hostage, this effectively drags Britain into the fight against Islamic State in the Middle East. When it comes to the West, the jihadists are making no distinction between America and Britain.
All right, so is that aimed at, it's almost like they're taunting, yeah, okay, you guys, you're next. Nah, 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 yeah. Nah. I think that's really what it is. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on Good Day. The video showing the execution of this guy is real, says the White House. The U.S. intelligence community analyzed the video, but it doesn't suggest when it may have happened. And it doesn't make a difference, does it? Under the circumstances, this guy's only 31 years old, by the way. So the briefing that took place. I keep reading through these words, and it's not a political program like a lot of the shows you hear on this same station or many of these same stations during the rest of the day. It's clear I don't think that Mr. Obama is a good president. It's been clear since the beginning. I didn't think he was any good, and it doesn't speak to his humanity. It just speaks to his ability to be an administrator and a leader. And one of the things that I find, and this is, I'm a word person, word smith maybe, I don't know if that's going too far, but I understand words, listen to them, and try to figure out what their intent is. You never really know what somebody's intention is with a bunch of words unless you ask them, what did you mean by that? But because he promised so many things during his campaigns and delivered on basically none of them, whenever he says anything now, it's like listening to so much hot air. And that's why I listen to look at this stuff and I say, okay, let's find something else here or somebody else. So I went to the BBC report that'll give you some meaningful understanding of what's going on rather than listening to these vapid words. Kenny, am I being too harsh? Or do you think that that's okay?
I don't know what in this situation that Obama could say.
Well, maybe he shouldn't say anything other than it's too bad. Instead of just continuing to say a lot of the things, we will not forget. Okay, we know that. 21 after the hour and good day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-642-64.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
You may think at first blush, at first sound, you're listening to Michael Jackson, Kenny, right? Sounds like Michael Jackson.
A hit, a little bit.
Way you make me feel. Ah, so you're skeptical about this, eh? That's because you're not Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think she sounds a little bit like Michael, but.
You think so? This is a YouTube singer named Kawihai. Is that how you pronounce her name? Kawihai?
I think so.
She uses a loopback machine to perform an a cappella version of The Way You Make Me Feel. This is the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. You may find it interesting, compelling, enjoying the spotlight of the song that a lot of people have enjoyed over the years. It's creative. That's one of the things to try to highlight in the video of the day box. Those of you or those of us are people in general who are creative. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes just entertaining. This is good. Figure out how old is this person?
I don't know. She looks pretty young.
Yeah.
I guess early 20s at the oldest, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do with something like this? Where does she go? What's she trying to do? Is she wanting to make a career for herself? Just call attention to herself? What is this?
Well, I'm sure she's trying to make a career, and she has 60,000 people who subscribe to her YouTube channel, and over 1.6 million people have already viewed this, so I'm sure she's making some money from ads for that.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. The entrepreneurial spirit she has, there's nothing wrong with that. Good. All right, so from music we go to laughs, and as the late-night comedians, the late-night performers, I'm not sure I want to bless them by calling them comedians, but they're funny sometimes. Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers here.
It's rumored that next week the new iPhone is going to come out. That's exciting. New iPhone. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to come with a larger screen, more memory, and it can leak celebrity photos twice as fast.
President Obama shows up at a press conference. He's wearing a beige suit.
Right, yeah. Sure.
Like a tan suit.
Right.
Well, this drives the Republicans crazy.
Ah.
He's wearing a beige suit, and it's nothing but how could he, and what's he trying to pull, and what's going on. And the Republicans, you know, they would just rather have a beige president.
Yes.
But that's not my problem.
Senator Ted Cruz has invited President Obama to play golf on the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz thought it was a funny way to point out the problems the president hasn't fixed yet. Well, Obama was like, so are we playing or not?
This weekend, a hacker broke into the iPhones of dozens of celebrities and leaked their nude photos. That's why I love my BlackBerry. It is so secure, I'm not even sure how or if it's even possible to take a photo with it. So be my guest, hackers. While you're in there, let me know if you can figure out how to check email.
Really? So the hackers, now this is something, the hack celebrity pictures that people have been talking about since over the weekend when it first became known, that a lot of these selective iCloud pictures have been invaded. A hacker has gone into dozens of accounts, embarrassing nude photos. But, you know, okay, Jennifer Lawrence, there are A-listers on this. There are B-listers, C-listers, D-listers. The D-listers, I'm guessing, are pretty happy about this.
Who are Spell my name right.
I don't even know who is this person. I don't know who it is, but she's naked. That's it. All the buzz about the nude photos. So much ado about nothing. Actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Kate Upton. We were talking about them yesterday. Pretty much the same group of people. But what do? You just be aware of what's going on. If you don't want people to see you naked, don't send the pictures to the iCloud. It's to the cloud. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and David Frum. Coming right up, did the ISIS crisis emerge because of Bush's invasion or Obama's later withdrawal from Iraq?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then?
Somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. Did the ISIS crisis in Iraq really come out of Bush's unwise, disastrous invasion and occupation, or Obama's later withdrawal from Iraq?
I think they're both orthogonal to the real problem we've got in this region now. What Barack Obama has done in that region, I think, is even worse than what Ralph Peter says. We now have a de facto military partnership with Iran in Syria and in Iraq, for which the United States is getting nothing in return. The United States has been very hesitant to oppose the Iranian client in Syria, and that's Bashar Assad, who's going to survive, in part because we're leaving him alone. The United States is now the de facto partner of the Shiite chauvinist regime in Baghdad. And by the way, those may not have been intrinsically terrible, terrible decisions if you got a quid pro quo.
The idea that somehow or other we have created this mess because we withdrew from Iraq is absurd. I mean, the truth of the matter is we created this mess because we went into Iraq, and we went to war with a bodyguard of lies about weapons of mass destruction. The truth is that we contributed to creating a Shiite crescent all the way from Iran to the Mediterranean.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy.
Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming up, a discussion of how to reduce stress in schools. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The images that we're confronted with as more and more people are talking about the beheading of another journalist, the Men in Black. I referred to them that way earlier on, not trying to be facetious, but that's how they address these various outfits. You got to wonder who creates these. Is this Dior, do you think? Who's designing these outfits that these guys are wearing? Black, from head to toe.
I think they just buy it off the rack at Target.
You think? It gives new meaning to the word Target, in a sense, right? So, it's not only this bunch, this ISIS bunch, but here... This week we're talking more about Al-Shabaab. Certainly a much more interesting name for a group, right? ISIS isn't ISIS. Nothing serious about that. But Al-Shabaab. And the photos I'm looking at of some of the members of Al-Shabaab, there are rallies that have been held where people are forced from various communities to get together in a group. Kind of reminds me of the outpouring of crying and mental anguish after Kim Jong-il died in North Korea. And people were, oh, you saw pictures, videos of people crying, wailing up and down the main streets of some of the big cities in North Korea when you find out that there were people with guns to their heads behind outside of the camera. You don't cry. We're going to be in big trouble. You got to cry or you get shot. So... These and by the way, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of support for these people because they do what others do when they're in a world where people are hungry, broke, they have no homes, they have nothing. This, all of these things in part are brought about by lack. If you don't have food, you don't have clothing, you don't have houses, you don't have anything. It solidifies my argument for years, as I've observed these various things and been around the world and talked to people who live in various circumstances that are different from ours, but I've come to the conclusion that pretty much everybody wants the same thing. A couple of square meals a day, a roof over one's head, and security for one's family. You give that to people, or they earn it, or however it is that it comes about, you're not going to have disruption, you're not going to have dismay, you're not going to have dissension, you're not going to have anything that allows these groups to get a foothold. But because that isn't the case, because of the greed, look at Saudi Arabia, where there are 40% of the people unemployed, where the people, the ruling class of Saudi Arabia, has their own, all of them have their own multi-million dollar jets. They have four, five, six palatial estates all over. Anybody connected to oil, the Russians are doing the same thing. Wherever you go and there's oil connected to it, these people are abusive. So instead of doing, did the state of Alaska pay a dividend because of the oil pipeline to the people who live in Alaska? Don't I remember that happening, Kenny? Seems to me
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, anybody in Alaska can verify that. 888-302-3684 connects with us on the phone. Email to Ken or Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. But I do think, yeah. And there are other states, there are countries that do that as well. But the Middle East, for whatever the reason, all of their talk, the Muslim credo of basically being helpful, and that's why so many people have joined, because they aim to help people to make life better. Well, here's a perfect example of how you could do it. How many more planes can you own? How many more boats can you own? How many more villas can you own? And the Saudis are all upset or worried about what's going on. There's a lot of unrest in their country because people now, thanks to social media and these tools that we have to communicate through social media, are all starting to get unrest. That's what happened in Egypt. And that's really what's kind of happened. That's what happened in Libya and Syria. And so now, what happens with the unrest, there's a vacuum. And so when people are upset, they listen to folks who say, I can make it better. Look at what we did with the last president. Things were horrible, so we buy this guy's act. Well, that's what they're doing all over the Middle East, where things are horrible. But Iraq's in not good condition after we left there. Let the people determine for themselves what they want to do. Well, they aren't educated. They don't know how to do that. They were deprived of any kind of meaningful education for decades. So all of a sudden you throw them into this. Not that what happened there, we can debate all day long whether what happened in Iraq was something that ought to have happened with the demise of Saddam Hussein. But what has happened, because we don't have leadership and don't have an agreement around the world as to how to handle these situations, there's a vacuum created. And these goons, these buffoons, these black-outfitted basic Nazi, I mean, they're the same thing, jackbooted thugs and terrorists. That's what they are. So you see Al-Shabaab, they're doing the same thing in Africa, in Somalia, in some of the areas that are not too far. You notice, though, that Al-Shabaab and some of the other would-be terrorist organizations aren't going into into Ethiopia, Eritrea, into Sierra Leone, into Liberia, Nigeria. Notice they're not going there. Now, why do you think that is? Oh, gee. Ebola? Huh. So maybe that's the way to get rid of these guys. Spread some Ebola around among them. Right? Maybe you don't have to bomb them. Let's just give them some Ebola. I'm not, again, trying to be a wise guy, but what better way to get rid of them en masse is make sure that there's a lot of this. Of course, a lot of innocent people are going to die too, but that's back to how do you handle these things without a lot of innocent people getting killed, and they're killing a lot of innocent people anyway. So is that the way to handle it? I'm throwing ideas out against this, the old business, mud against the wall. What sticks? What makes sense here? Here's an NBC News report on the latest, which people are kind of scratching our heads about. As bad as some people may think America is run, and as horrible a place as some American citizens think America is, can you imagine joining one of these groups? Al-Shabaab. Americans are going to join Al-Shabaab.
Americans are going to join ISIS. Why would you do that? Anyway, here's a report on some of the Americans who are connected with Al-Shabaab.
Until he was killed earlier this month, he was the face of the American role in the terror group Al-Shabaab, Omar Hamami. Born in Alabama, Syrian father, American mother, president of his sophomore class in high school. He went to Somalia 7 years ago to join up.
The only reason we're staying here, away from our families, away from the cities, away from, you know, ICE, candy bars, all these other things, is because we're waiting to meet with the enemy.
Reports from Somalia say he was killed by a rival Al-Shabaab faction 2 weeks ago. He's one of roughly 50 Americans, most with Somali connections, who U.S. officials say have joined Al-Shabaab in the past 7 years. Three died as suicide bombers. Many were recruited from the Somali community in Minneapolis, where local leaders say Al-Shabaab considered Americans a prize.
It would be a perfect place for their propaganda machine to lure other kids from refugee camps in Africa or Middle East.
The group has produced videos to entice more Americans and other Westerners to join.
And you're with the best of the brothers and sisters who came here for the sake of Allah.
But in recent years, the number of Americans leaving here to join up has fallen off, thanks in part to efforts by Somalis in the U.S. While Al-Shabaab has concentrated its attacks against the government in Somalia, it was also blamed for two bombings in the capital of Uganda 2 years ago that killed 75 people. But officials say no Americans have so far been involved in any attacks outside Somalia. At a mosque in Minneapolis today, Islamic leaders condemned this latest attack.
The safety and security of the United States is of utmost importance to the Somali American community, and we are committed to be in the forefront of defeating extremism.
All right, so we're hearing, and this is good, a lot of people say, oh, it's about time, but there are a lot of these groups, a lot of the leaders of some of these smaller or medium-sized Muslim groups in our country that are speaking out and have been for the past week, 10 days, and I guess there's been some weak presence of those who would protest what's going on, but that's just a show for Americans, I guess, much as anything else, although you'd like to think that they're serious about it. And they do decry this sort of thing. There are lots of splinter groups. I mean, you even hear it there in that report, splinter groups among Al-Shabaab. It's not just one for all and all for one with Al-Shabaab. There's a splinter group, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. They all want to be, there's somebody there who's more bloodthirsty than the next guy, so they'll kill enough people to be able to get those who are fearful of them, around them, to support what they're doing. What a horrible way to think that humanity has gone. But if you go back to the history of our country, remember that movie, The 300? Remember any of the movies about what went on in I guess, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,000 years ago, up to maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 800 years ago, or even today? I mean, the Japanese did horrible things to Americans on the March to Bataan. They beheaded, they're our friends today. They were beheading American soldiers left and right. The Japanese were. So does that mean once somehow or other we get control of the situation that there'll be members of Al-Shabaab and ISIS that are our friends? Stranger things have happened. Look what's happening now. We're after ISIS with our former enemies. There have been how many articles you've seen over the weekend, Kenny, of people mystified with who our new friends are as we fight against ISIS. Yesterday's enemy, today's friend.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. We're now buddying up with Syria to take on ISIS. And
right.
Was it a year ago even that we had the big red line?
Right.
We were threatening to go in
on
Syria.
Look at you. Well, we're still bombing Syria, so the guys making bombs are doing okay. Other than that, Jesus, what a world. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, as you get older and things start happening to your body, you're looking at the things that you can see, your face, for example, or your hair. There are a couple of things you can do. I'm going to give you two different products. I don't normally put these together, but I think this is an interesting idea and the way that maybe we can communicate the interest that this particular company has that I've been representing for a couple of years, called Chamonix. They have health and beauty products, supplements, that sort of thing.
They produce a company, a product named Provia, which for those of you who are losing your hair, is a great way for that to stop, because the product Provia cleanses your pores, allows the hair follicles under your scalp to start growing again, because there's nothing filling up the pores like there was when you used those cheap shampoos. Provia is the way to cleanse your pores and get the hair growing again. All right, so that's something you can get by dialing 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319 for Provia. Get your hair back and it'll be stronger, fuller, healthier. That's the plan, Stan. 800-525-8319. Now, another product from the same company aims to take care of another part of your anatomy that you're probably concerned about. A lot of people don't like those ugly bags and the puffiness under their eyes, the lines around their eyes. So the way to get rid of them, if you need to do some repair work after a long summer in the sun, is to use Genucel. That's another all-natural treatment from Chamonix that has used stem cell technology to figure out how to get rid of the bags and the puffiness. And so it starts working when you get it, and you get it by calling 800-543-9262. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines. 800-543-9262. Two different numbers. I'm betting, though, if you call the other number and you ask to buy this product, they'll send you in the right direction. Just think about getting rid of the bags and the puffiness. That's how you think about the way to deal with your face. You're dealing with your hair. Good stuff. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Ideas. We like them. This is a good day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh,
wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
All right, so those of you who are sending your children off to school today and have been for the past week or so, maybe just starting today, but pretty much everybody's back in school, there's a survey of what it costs to buy lunch in the public school systems around the country. Kenny, when you were in school, how much did it cost you to buy lunch if you were buying the lunch provided in the cafeteria?
I think the most expensive it ever went up to was a dollar and a half.
Okay. When I was having, and this dates me, but I'll, when I was in the first grade, I remember paying a quarter. And all through school, even into high school, I think we paid a quarter for lunch. The average price now for lunch, usually the middle and high school levels are different because they're offering more varied things, is $3. So is that a buy? It's $45 a month, I think. You can buy a card for $45 a month to have lunch. And then you look at the School Nutrition Association, what it says the value of the lunches are now. There's so many different products, so many different things, because students have become fussier. I remember we just had one. We had, you know, they have a different menu every day. And I remember looking forward with anticipation as to what we would have, Sloppy Joe's today. pizza. Never had pizza. We had a hamburger or fish sticks. So I always like those fish sticks for 25 cents. Now it's $3 for the same stuff. What about it, huh? 51 after the hour and good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Tech Talk Time, starting out with our usual visit from Shelley Palmer, who is here today to talk about a new and smarter home security system. How many people even have a home security system? It depends on where you live, doesn't it? There are people who feel like they're in suburbia, they're more secure if they have a home security system. There are those companies that you can hire, right? The neighborhood watch companies that go around in the old Chevys. Right? And they want to be cops who are driving around, and they have yellow lights instead of blue and red ones, right? But they may be effective. They must be to a certain extent. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to exist. But are there better ways, smarter ways for you if you feel like your home needs a security system? Is there a better way to do it? Let's find out. Shelley is going to talk about this new security system that uses Facebook recognition. Now that sounds rather... Well, no, it isn't Facebook. It's just... Maybe that'll come, though, Kenny, right? Facebook recognition. How about facial recognition, right? This is like from the any number of movies or TV shows. That's how they find all the bad guys now. They just get a picture from the street, right? Person of interest. Picture from the street, and they can identify him in seconds. Who is this person? All right, anyway, we'll find out what Shelley has in store for you to protect yourself in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold at 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories.
Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for a new, smarter version of home security, check out Simplicam by Closely. Recently launched, Simplicam is the world's only home monitoring Wi-Fi solution that also includes face detection. That means you'll only get alerts when someone's in your home and not when your cat tears through the living room and knocks over your lamp. Simplicam also lets you view live or recorded video from any connected device, smartphone, tablet, or computer, and includes sound notifications through its free companion apps as well as access to cloud recording, easy editing, and sharing options. The system lets you schedule times to record or remotely turn on and off the monitoring system from your phone. Simplicam's home monitoring system is available today for $149 at Amazon or Simplicam.com. To store your recorded footage for a little longer, you can pay an extra monthly fee to keep the recordings for a day, a week and a half, or 3 weeks. It's called Simplicam. It sounds pretty cool. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Valvoline is a great way for you to keep your engine, no matter how old it is, running perfectly. I use it on the farm, on my tractors and trucks. Valvoline, been around for a long time. Now, those of you who are concerned about the passwords that you're using in this mania that we have about privacy and who's hacking whom, you might want to check out an article that we have today from today's show. There's a list of 500 passwords that you ought not to be using. So, you know, the private photos and all that other stuff. iCloud is vulnerable. Apple is vulnerable. And storage systems in general are vulnerable. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com. How often do you change your passwords? A, at least once a week. B, at least once a month. C, every couple of months. D, once a year or so. E, I can't remember last time I changed. F, I've never changed my passwords. So if you want to sort of check out the story and then take the poll up yourself at DougStephan.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.